Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets settled with modest gains ahead of the holiday long weekend. The Dow was up 95 points or 0.4%, broader S&P adding 0.1%, as did the Nasdaq. For the week, the Dow fell 0.7% and logged its fifth consecutive weekly decline, the longest weekly losing streak since June 2011. The S&P 500 lost 1.2%, with energy down 3.4% and information technology 2.8%, the worst performing sectors. The Nasdaq lost 2.3% on the week. US equity markets are closed tonight for the Memorial Day holiday. In US corporate earnings, Foot Locker tumbled almost 16% after posting first quarter profit and sales that fell short of Wall Street's expectations. Looking ahead this week, and it's another busy week for retailer earnings, Abercrombie & Fitch, Canada Goose and Calvin Klein parent PVH all report on Wednesday night Australian time, followed by Burlington Stores, Costco, Dollar Tree, Gap, Ulta Beauty and Designer Brands on Thursday night. In US economic data, durable goods fell 2.1% in April as demand weakened across the board. European markets advanced on what was a light day in terms of corporate news flow and economic data. Germany's DAX gaining 0.5%, France's CAC up 0.7%. In broader stock moves, AP Moller Maersk fell 2.6%, unwinding an earlier session rise after first quarter results, but turning lower after the Danish shipping giant warned trade tensions were slowing growth in the global freight industry. London's FTSE was up 0.7%, with UK Prime Minister Theresa May announcing her resignation as widely anticipated. Heavyweight miners enjoyed a strong session, with BHP Billiton up 2.4% and Rio Tinto up 1.1%. Prime Minister May said she would step down as leader of the Conservative Party on the 7th of June, triggering the process to choose her successor, with Boris Johnson widely seen as the frontrunner to take over. In economic data, UK retail sales were steady on the month in April versus the previous month, ahead of analysts' expectations for a 0.3% decline. Counting is underway in the European Union elections, with Nigel Farage's Brexit Party performing the strongest in the UK voting, as the polls had suggested. The UK equity market is closed tonight for a bank holiday. Base metals were higher across the board. Nickel jumped 4.5% and moved above its 200-day moving average. Traders cited short covering activity on both the London Metals Exchange and Shanghai Futures Exchange as fueling upward momentum. Elsewhere, copper rebounded 0.6% to just shy of 271 a pound, but posted its sixth consecutive weekly decline. Aluminium added 0.3%, zinc was up 1.2%. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang said on Friday that the country has room to use policy tools for macro adjustment. He said the country will expand tax cuts to stimulate the economy. English foreign language Chinese newspaper The Global Times cited recommendations from the 2019 semi-annual report of China's systematic financial risk report released over the weekend in saying that China should adopt a moderately loose monetary policy to offset the negative impact of the prolonged trade war with the US and provide a cushion against non-performing loans in the domestic banking system. Benchmark spot iron ore rallied $1.33 or 1.3% to $105.32 a metric tonne. Both Goldman Sachs and RBC Capital Markets believe that the iron ore market is probably at its peak in terms of supply tightness. Gold futures eased $1.80 to $1,283.60 an ounce, but added 0.6% on the week. Ore prices closed the week on a firmer footing, albeit the benchmark contracts logged weekly declines. WTI settled 52 cents or 1.2% higher at $58.63 a barrel, but posting a weekly loss of 6.8%. Brent gained 93 cents to $68.69 a barrel, but settled with a 4.9% loss for the week. Both benchmark contracts posted their largest weekly falls for the calendar year to date. The Memorial Day holiday marks the de facto start of the summer driving season in the US, and the long US holiday weekend is expected to see the second highest travel volume on record since motorists advocacy group AAA began tracking holiday travel volumes dating back to 2000. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 3.2 basis points to 2.33%, trimming its week-long drop to 6.9 basis points. And the Aussie dollar is firmer this morning, buying approximately 69.3 US cents. Westpac chief economist Bill Evans has revised his interest rate call forecasts such that he now expects the Reserve Bank of Australia to cut three times this year, in June, August and November, to leave the official cash rate at 0.75%.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.